Good morning, 1FM fans, and Happy New Year. Welcome to another edition of Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
Health Sense is a monthly series where we talk to a collective of medical and wellness specialists on a wide range of health matters. And you know, time flies. We're already into 2020. Everybody is starting or has already made their New Year's resolutions. I wonder how many of you have kept to them. And one of the most common goals, of course, is to lose weight, to get healthier, to get fitter.
Hey, that's my New Year resolution.
It was mine as well. You notice I used the name was. So we're gonna strive to get this lifestyle, but obviously the easiest way to do that is to go into a gym and kickstart your daily routine. But how many hours do you do this for? What are the things you need to look out for? We've got an orthopedic surgeon from Glen Eagles Hospital, Singapore, Dr. Lim Yee Tia, with us this morning to talk just about that. Morning, Dr. Lim.
Good morning.
Morning, Dr. Lim. Thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So, take someone like me, very sedentary lifestyle, as much as I know I shouldn't have. If I want to start exercising in 2020, how should I do this without injuring myself?
Yeah, so that's a very good question, and you are a very typical Singaporean.
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. So I often see patients in exactly the same scenario who have a New Year's revelation, New Year resolution, and say, okay, this year I'm going to run a marathon. And a lot of these people have not exercised for 20 or 30 years. Maybe the last time they exercised was during JC or polytechnic during PE.
Right.
So what happens very often is that there are two categories of patients. Those who are self-taught and they'll watch a YouTube video and they're completely unsupervised, and those who are supervised.
Right.
And say, this year, I'm going to start exercising, I'm going to run, I'm going to the gym. And of course, gym access is very easy, right? You have Anytime Fitness, you have so many fitness clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, the government also provide fitness clubs now.
Yes.
In the community. So, especially if it's unsupervised, a lot of people do too much too fast, too soon. Mm. Right, so we'll go to the gym and then they do the first session. Oh, I know I'm feeling good. Right? And then of course you are at this point of time in your life.
Yeah.
And then you suddenly feel good and you feel inspired because they're younger people.
Yes.
Right? And they're looking very, very fit. And say, oh, I can do this, right? So I think I will do it maybe 3 times a week. And then 3 times a week you start fairly easy. And then suddenly you say, oh no, I feel better, you know, because I feel more awake. And then suddenly you say, oh, I think next week I'm going to do it every day. Right? I'm going to follow Mark Wahlberg. I'm going to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to again gym for 1 hour. And then you do very heavy weights, you know. And then suddenly in 3 months, you say, oh, or maybe not 3 months, maybe in 6 weeks. And you say, okay, I think I did too much. My shoulder is starting to hurt. You know, my knees are starting to hurt. Mm. So that's one category of patients that I see. They're unsupervised. They're very motivated. The intention is very good. But they do too much too soon.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Lim. When we come back, we'll talk more about getting started on your workouts.
Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital.
Glen and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Welcome back to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. Today, we have Dr. Lim in the studio, and we are talking about New Year resolutions and the different categories of people that make them.
The other category I see are those who look for personal trainers. Now, as you know, personal trainers in general, they are those who are very young and they are those who are slightly older. So sometimes a person who is middle-aged goes to a personal trainer who is fairly young and says, okay, this is my objective. And I personally feel that while generally the personal trainers are all very professional, their backgrounds are a bit different. Some personal trainers just have personal training background. Some personal trainers actually started as physiotherapists and then they became personal trainers. So there are different types of personal trainers. Now, regardless, I find that sometimes, of course it's biased because I only see the ones who are injured. Mm. Sometimes in the trying to achieve a certain goal in terms of exercise, the middle-aged patient or middle-aged person may end up being pushed too hard by the personal trainer and therefore injury occurs.
That's right.
So I recently, last year, I had one of my old patients. This patient went for personal training and the young personal trainer said, okay, so they were at this point of time in personal training, said, let's do sprints. And this person never ran the whole life, right? And of course, when this person started doing sprints, came in within a few sessions with severe Achilles tendonitis, right? And so that needed to be treated and then got better. And I said, you know, maybe you might want to tell a personal trainer to take a step back, right? Maybe you might want to do stuff a bit more slow, right? I mean, your body can't cope with sprints, right? So it can happen in both situations. But I think the underlying principle is that if you have never exercised like you, for example, and want to start something, you need to start slow and feel your body and see how it responds and then increase the intensity and frequency as time goes by.
Thank you, Dr. Lim. When we come back, we'll find out what's the best way to start slow for your New Year workouts.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Once again, welcome back to Health Sense, supported by Glen Eagles Hospital. Today we have Dr. Lim in the studio and we're finding out what's the best way to start your New Year workout.
So if you're starting light, you want to start and hit maybe 50 to 70% of your heart rate.
Okay.
Right? And then we don't want to talk about later because we're talking about starting. Right? So our duration. So it's not to say that you must exercise 1 hour every time, but we normally recommend that if you're starting off in the whole week, you try to achieve about 60 to maybe 90 minutes of exercise. It doesn't need to be all at one shot. You can break it up, it can be cumulative, it can be 10 minutes each time, right? 10 minutes twice a day, 15 minutes. You see your time, your schedule, your comfort level, and how you tolerate it. A lot of people do upper lip stuff, especially the guys,
yeah.
Right? Because when guys go to the gym, gym equals big muscles.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So it's this fixation on the muscle side.
Right.
Right, and you do not get big muscles unless you do heavy weights.
Mm.
Right, and basically, if you use a gym machine or free weights, a lot of things end up with injuries around the shoulder or the wrist.
Right, right.
Of course, the elbows hurt as well.
Yeah.
But of course, there are other parts of the training that involve the knees as well and the hips. But so in general, in the lower limbs, it's normally the knees that go first, right? I find, of course, the back can hurt as well. But I find that a lot of times when patients come to me for gym injuries, very, very often it's the shoulder that's causing them the problems. Because a lot of the weights that they do, be it a bench press or tricep curls or, you know, lats pull down, all that require a fair bit of shoulder movement and shoulder strain.
So, and sometimes, depending on the workout, they don't do it right. For example, they want to train their chest by doing bench presses instead of working the chest area. They're working their shoulders instead.
Yeah, you know, so especially if someone is, if people are doing the training on their own and they're not supervised, so the technique may be faulty. So the technique and the way they are doing it, the speed at which they are doing it, the weights they are using starting off, so all that is a combination of factors, right, that actually cause the injuries.
So you've heard all of this from Dr. Lim. If you're starting an exercise regime in 2020, good luck to you. I hope you reach all your targets. Dr. Lim, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. You tuned in to Health Sense right here on 1FM 91.3. I'm Glenn Ong. He's the Flying Dutchman.